So even the Bank of America says GTA 6 should cost a lot of money, right? GTA 6 might be the most anticipated video game of all time, according to WinGG. Dozens of questions are currently swirling about the upcoming release, from gameplay elements like what's the story going to be, to more pressing items like how much is this game going to cost? Well, in a recently published Forbes report, Bank of America industry analyst Omar Dasuki, stated that the financial institution believed the game should be priced at $80 instead of the current industry standard of $70 to help raise the bar for the rest of the industry. Well, ain't that a thing? The bankers are going to decide how much the video game should cost, and we got to raise up the entire video game industry because everybody's failing right now. All these major studios are failing. We just did a video the other day talking about how Sony got hosed for $765 million on Bungie because of Destiny 2 and Marathon underperforming, and now they're going to jack up the games that they know are going to sell. And Grand Theft Auto 6 can be the worst effing thing ever, and people are going to buy it just because it's a Grand Theft Auto game. But we've got the bankers telling us what we should be paying for video games now. Bank of America speculated that GTA 6 should be priced at $80 to justify industry standard. Talking to Forbes, this guy elaborated on his forecast for the price of the industry, which is perceived as struggling. We'd have trouble selling games for $80 if GTA 6 came out at $70. So wait, we have to pay $80 for shitty games? Is that what he's saying? Yeah, that sounds to me like what he's saying is people aren't going to pay $80 for terrible games if Grand Theft Auto 6 comes out and it costs less than the terrible game priced at $80. That's the dumbest thing. The implication is that GTA 6 will be an industry-defining moment, and everything from the pricing to the gameplay will set a new standard. If Take-Two doesn't set the price at $80 for this, then there's an argument to be made that no game should ever be priced that high. Consumers pay for the value that you bring them, explained Take-Two CEO Strauss Zelnick at the Icon Video Game Conference in Los Angeles. Our job is to charge way, way, way less of the value delivery. How you feel about something you buy is the intersection of the thing itself and what you pay. Consumers need to feel like the thing itself is amazing and the price they were charged was fair for what they got. Yeah, if you're charging, again, $80 to $100 for a crap game, that is going to hasten the death of the video game industry. This is kind of what happened with Atari back in the 80s. The games cost too much, they were terrible, and consumer confidence eroded, and that was it, man. It was game over.